It seems like a pretty raw deal. Spend a couple of months running around the district, knocking on doors, shaking hands, kissing babies, beat out three other candidates, take the oath of office, and then start campaigning all over again for the March primary. But SMU political scientist Cal Gilson says the winner does get something for their troubles, the power of incumbency.
And as the office holder, the contributors in the district and really outside the district around the state might well want to get on the incumbent's radar by making a nice contribution.
So even without voting on a single bill and barely even having time to move into a Capitol office, there's a benefit. The new representative can be added to legislative committees and begin shaping legislation for 2015, which makes lobbyists begin to pay attention. So maybe it's no surprise that four candidates have jumped in at a chance to win a four-month head start. The district has elected Democrat Mark Strama since 2004, but it's not a lock for Democrats. And Gilson says special elections tend to mess with voting trends.
Special elections are low-visibility events in which there are lots of candidates in the first round. But if you've got four or five people in a race, the top two vote getters might not be the two strongest candidates. So you can get a very unusual result.
The election includes three Democrats, Celia Israel, Rico Reyes, and Jade Chang Shepard, and a lone Republican, Mike Vandewalle. He's kept a low profile while the Democrats have thrown punches at each other. The goal there? Hope the Democrats split the majority vote while Vandewalle gets a united GOP vote. A group Vandewalle says is excited about the race.
Especially in Pflugerville, they're jumping out of the door. In fact, they want to hug me. So I haven't been hugged yet.
On the Democratic side, there's not much that separates the three candidates. They all support traditional Democratic positions, including water, transportation, and, as Israel mentioned in a recent YNN candidate debate, education.
You know, there's very little daylight between us on this issue. I think we've all been talking to the voters now for weeks, and it is the number one issue at the door.
There is one area of contention. Israel has said the state needs new revenue streams and is willing to consider a state income tax. Reyes, Chang Shepard, and of course Republican Mike Vandewalle are all opposed to an income tax. If no candidate gets 50% of the vote on November 5th, the two top vote-getters will meet in a runoff election in late January. Reporting for KUT's Agenda Texas, I'm Ben Philpott.